Okay. How is my life different from when I started coaching? Like I mentioned, just a lot more mindful of how there's certain triggers, I guess, for certain situations or certain mindsets. And it's easy to get trapped in that mindset when you go through that repetitive, I guess, scenario where you're not reevaluating and changing your course potentially. The tools and exercises you gave me, even something as simple as just breathing and changing your breathing exercises, has been a huge help. Lowering that anxiety, from stressful situations, I find that's been really, really helpful. And I'm gonna take those tools and exercises and keep using them as I kind of move forward, and not even just in my career, but also in my personal life. We've talked through some really good scenarios. That's given me a lot of good personal reflection, to kind of think on and help understand myself better. So yeah, life is better now.
Good.
What progress am I most proud of? Yeah, I mentioned before, it's been a lot of baby steps, in a short amount of time, and I think that's been the best thing so far. It hasn't been leaps and bounds, big changes, on a weekly basis. It's been minor corrections and increasing that self-awareness for certain situations as you kind of move forward. So, something as simple as just preparing energetically before a meeting, that's a huge one. Oftentimes I'd be too busy and I'd go into meetings and I would feel somewhat prepared, on paper maybe, but kind of physically and mentally I wasn't. So that was a big takeaway, and even just finding those minutes, 1 or 2 minutes throughout the day, at the end of the day, beginning of the day, or right in the middle of a meeting or something, just kind of take some time and kind of realign myself, which I found is really, really helpful. So I think those little baby steps that I've been able to implement over the last 2 months have been great. So I think that's been the progress that I'm definitely most proud of.
Great.
For the most meaningful aha moments, I think it was really just bringing self-awareness to my strengths and opportunities. Having never completed anything like a whole person strengths report before, that was it was really eye-opening to be able to see just where I'm doing well at and where I've got some areas to kind of, help realign myself and work on some certain areas. Whether I maybe agree or disagree with what's in the report, it's at least giving me a good topic of discussion, whether it's just internally or externally in sessions like this. It's been really great. So I plan on taking that report and thinking about it more and more, and reading through it and really trying to understand it. Because I think there's even just looking at each of the little areas on their own is interesting, but seeing how they connect with other areas. We talked about that in our last meeting, where I have such a strong kind of empathy. It offsets one of the other opportunities that I have further down. So being able to reflect on that has been probably the biggest aha moment for me. So that's been pretty exciting, information to to have.
Great.
What behaviors and practices do I hope to maintain? We've worked on quite a few small exercises. Nothing overly crazy. A lot of them you can do in a quick 2 or 3 minute a session, at home, at work. I think that's been a fantastic tool to use, and I hope to bring that more and more into my life. And even if it's just something as simple as, preparing energetically for a meeting. Maybe there's a conversation I have to have in my personal life, or a particularly anxious interaction or meeting or something like that. It helps you prepare up here. So I think that's something that I'm definitely going to take through and use for the foreseeable future. Any ways in which my coaching journey feels incomplete? Just been so short. We started, toward the end of August, and here we are at the middle of October, having our last session. So Having more time would have been excellent, I think, to dive deeper through that strengths report and work through some more situations and scenarios. I think that's the only feeling of it being incomplete. It's just there wasn't as much time to go through it. And had I known, I would have gotten so much out of it. You know, I likely would have scheduled more frequent meetings, weekly instead of bi-weekly. But it's hard to kind of tell that until you have a few sessions, and I feel like we had a few sessions and it's over now. So that's the only way I feel that it was incomplete. Mm-hmm. Is there anything I might regret not bringing up? No, I think we've had very good open and honest conversations, and I had a bit of a, an action plan for what I wanted to work on throughout this kind of course. And I think we've done a good job doing that. And overall, I feel very positive about the experiences we've had. I think, I think it's been great. So thank you.
Thank you, Jan. Thanks for sharing. So let me start this.